Hey guys, welcome back to Feeling Woke with Paul, Ava, and Claire, aka
The Pack.
Today we have a guest with us. His name's Braxton. Say hi.
Hey.
So today we're talking about conspiracy theories of 9/11. What are the sides on this whole like conspiracy theory?
Well, there's a conspiracy that 9/11 was inside job, and there's a conspiracy that it was a terrorist attack, everything that the government and the news said it was.
Yeah, and I think that 9/11 was exactly what it was, which is that two planes flew into the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001, and it's a national tragedy.
That was from ISIS, right?
No, that was not from ISIS. Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
Which is basically the same
thing. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's right. Osama bin Laden, who is dead now. Good job, Navy SEALs.
Here's the real question, Paul. How could 9/11 be an inside job if planes came from the outside? Claire.
That's great.
A great question.
Would you like to back up your topic?
Talking about an inside government job.
More specific.
Okay, nice. So the government possibly could have known about the attack in advance. They also could have planned the attack and paid the terrorists and people on the flights to go on the attack, which I highly doubt that's the reason, but it could be.
Well, then, so what do you think is like the reason? Like, which one do you fully like really believe?
I think that it's like the government kind of knew about it. I'm still kind of in between on whether it was like a hologram plane into the building, which
I saw the like video of like where people were pointing out like the glitches.
Like the wing goes behind the building.
How do you think it could be hologram if like people like saw like rubble from the plane? Do you think that was fake?
The rubble, what do you mean?
Like, and also, did you know the engine of the plane was actually still intact? It was in the ground about 20 days after 9/11 when they were still digging up all the rubble. They actually found the plane engine right there under all the rubble.
Did the government place that there to hide their hologram, or was it an
I don't know how
plane?
The government would have gotten there with all that rubble.
Well, see, what I'm confused on is, like, even though the video looks really fake, there's, like, some, like, obvious, like, you know, glitches or whatever. Or, like, you know.
I don't think it was a
but it could have just been.
But
I don't,
it could have
like,
been.
People were there in New York and saw the building catch on fire and all the rubble fall, people falling, people rushing out of the building.
And
like,
of course, there's
these
people who jumped out of the building.
Exactly.
Yeah. So many people they took their own lives by jumping out of the building that was on fire. And that's just awful.
The plane was in the building blocking their exit down. So what do you think the government put there if it was a hologram? Do you think it was like...
It could have been a controlled demolition. They could have put bombs, explosives.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they do a comparison video between a building being, like, destroyed, like, just torn down to, like, build another building, and they put bombs inside of it, and each floor just went down level by level by level, and it looked very similar to the 9/11 video?
I'm not sure if I saw that, but there are lots of videos like that.
But also, like, if... This was in 2001, so if you really think about it, like, how would they have that realistic of holographic technology?
I don't think that.
Yeah, they could barely even make a well-shot movie back then.
I mean, that goes to conspiracies about the government hiding stuff from us.
Yeah.
And of
like,
course,
they might have a lot of technology and knowledge that they're not sharing with society.
And sure, they could have placed, like, demolitions and stuff with a holographic plane, but, of course, I've seen a lot of interviews of people who did survive, because there were 20 people pulled out of the rubble from 9/11, and both of them saw the plane coming into the building before they were blacked out and the building collapsed later on.
I don't think it was a hologram, but yes, Claire?
My Uncle Mike was actually in 9/11 when it happened. He's alive now, but so what he did was he was actually there for a business meeting that day, and the plane hit. He was in the second tower, thankfully, and the plane hit the first one. They all started evacuating. And then I'm pretty sure he was out of the building by the time the second plane hit. But on his way out, he had to take a service elevator because the real one wasn't working. And he was with two men that were with him. And as they left the building, he looked back at the two men. And one of them got crushed by a beam and he died. And then the other one behind him, from all the rubble that was falling down, his head was, he was decapitated by a large piece of glass that had fallen down. And he just... Bram with his head down out of there.
That's scary.
That's That's terrible. I'm really sorry.
Thankful that your uncle made it. Yeah.
Many people.
Even though he had to see that.
Did your uncle ever tell you if he ever saw, like, the plane incoming to the first building?
Like, saw a real plane.
He doesn't really talk about it much anymore. Yeah. But
I wouldn't either.
I'm sure,
post-traumatic stress disorder or stuff like that.
He had, like, PTSD, and he couldn't take, like, the train underground because it's all really scary. You never know what's going to happen with, like, ISIS or the government. Yeah.
And what I just can't fathom is, like, why would a government do that, almost kill 3,000 people?
Of their own country.
And, like, what reason would they have to help grow an economy? But how would that even help?
Well,
I don't even know a reason.
Yeah.
One conspiracy is that they were using it as a cover-up to place in a pipeline in Afghanistan for oil and gases, natural gases.
Wait, what do you mean as a cover-up?
Like, they used it to take the attention off the pipeline.
Oh, like, so a distraction, so not a lot of people would know that they were placed.
So kill 3,000 people just for a distraction when you could have done something maybe like maybe even something like crop circles, something like as stupid as that, like out in the middle of nowhere that wouldn't harm anyone, but it would serve as a pretty big distraction.
It could have been.
I don't really know. It's very confusing stuff. There are lots of different opinions, but another thing that kind of helps support the conspiracy is that there are flight recorders on every plane, even in 2001, commercial planes. And it records all the, like, conversation in the flight. And most people, and the creators of them say that they can withstand a crash like 9/11. And the flight recorders were actually, like, a few firefighters said that they found one, and then, like, immediately after that, they say that a man in, like, I don't really know, but a man came up and told him not to, like, tell anyone about them.
It seems weird that this would all be just a conspiracy theory, and this could cause such a major war. Of course, later, America and our Navy SEALs, we went and killed Osama bin Laden, and he was a very powerful man where he lived, and he had many supporters as well. Mm-hmm. So that could even cause a bigger war, so would we risk another huge war just for some kind of strange growth for America from our government?
It might have been, like, maybe just to start a war with Afghanistan and down there, like, to blame them for something, maybe, to start a war for some reason. I don't even know why they would want to. Maybe to gain territory over there. Maybe there's something that they're hiding there that's,
like something that U.S. wants.
Or just a distraction. And there are, like, many distractions today, like how
so
Trump distracts now.
So they need an excuse, like, to get over there and, like, to take down, like, a big, powerful person. Ooh, making up conspiracy theories. This is some good stuff.
Do you think, like, President Bush was in the conspiracy or not? Like, do you think he was part of the inside job?
I
mean, he was a president.
I'm not
at
sure.
The time. So if it was an inside job from the government,
I'm sure he
would.
Knew a little bit about it. Not much. If the government officials did know something about it before the attack, I'm sure that he was in on it. That he knew a little bit about it.
If not,
whether
him.
He knew everything or he knew that there were planes coming to run into American soil. I don't know.
If it wasn't him, like, part of the government, like, you're saying in your conspiracy how the government, like got it together and organized it and, like, or knew about it, then who, like, was it? Who was, like, the brain of it all?
Well,
who do you think?
I don't know any specific people, but I'm thinking someone, like,
someone might have, like, hatched the idea, and then they all came together to, like, really, like, so no one was really in charge.
Yeah.
And you can kind of trace it back to, like, back in, like, World War II when Hitler would, he told his country, like, he was a very charismatic person, and he told the whole country that, like,
he lied to
why them. Should we owe all these people money? We're the best, and, like, they did so much bad things to us, and it could be like that in the United States. For example, our President Bush saying that we don't deserve what just happened, and, like, we need to take action against all the other countries so we can be the supreme superpower, and I don't at all agree with that. I think it was exactly what it was.
Well, wait, Paul, didn't you say something about, like, how the plane wouldn't have, like, the plane wouldn't have made that much impact, like, on impact? It wouldn't have done much damage on the towers.
In the video of the second plane hitting the Twin Towers, the plane went right through the building It had steel-enforced beams, and it sliced right through it like a hot knife through butter.
And it shouldn't have been that easy because it was steel beams.
I don't think it. I think it would have made a lot. It wouldn't have sliced right through it. I don't think.
And I can just imagine what those families might say to hearing a conspiracy theory like 9/11 was fake and all those people that were so close to them that they lost.
We mean, like, no disrespect. Like,
imagine those families.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. This is just us talking about a topic that we find interesting that people have been talking about since 2001, and we just wanted to touch on it.
No disrespect.
I'm not saying I completely believe in all of these things, but it could have been a possibility.
And they are interesting.
And there are many other theories, many other people think.
So, thank you for tuning into this episode. I hope you, learned something you didn't know, and you've picked a side on whether you think there is a conspiracy theory behind 9/11, or you think it was just, a terrorist attack like the government told us and that everyone there saw. So, thanks for tuning in. Tune in to the next episode, and stay woke.